is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
No applause. Just like the crowd at tonight's Raw, silence for an awful show. And everybody says, it's the crowd. The crowd is dead. It's the show. The show is dead. And our show looks like it might not get resurrected. If Raw cannot change the direction it's going, Monday Night Fallout. The last one will be the Monday after WrestleMania, so stay tuned for that. Let's go to our chat thread, chat line, chat everybody. First up, might I introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister.
Well, hidey-ho, T-Rock. I'll tell you what, man. That was a lackluster show, man. For a post show for, you know, the Elimination Chamber, it was very lackluster, man. Very lackluster. So yeah, we're gonna see what happens, man. I mean, you know, we're hanging by a thread here. It's getting very difficult to come on here every week after week and bitch about it. It's supposed to be fun for us.
Well, tonight we'll do our Elimination Chamber Chamber prediction results. We made our predictions last week, and the Elimination Chamber was last night. So we'll see who won and who lost. We probably know, but you don't. And might I introduce the IWC Legends Champion, Christian from Philadelphia.
Man, Raw tonight was an abject failure, wasn't it? And, you know, I read an article today that they said they were going to go outside the box for tonight's show. Yeah, fucking right. This is outside of the fucking box. I hate to see what they really do when they really give it their all. Holy fuck, this was fucking garbage.
Garbage show, so let's get right into it. It's NXT night, apparently. Triple H talks about what's going on. He talks about what happened last night, the tag titles. He talks about DX being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he says that tonight NXT is going to be featured on Raw, and they show a promo for all the NXT guys who are wrestling tonight. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this opening, DX and the NXT call-ups?
Yeah, well, you know, I was glad that, you know, finally China is going in. It's a little late. You know, it would have been nice if she would have gone in while she was still alive, but at least she is going into the Hall of Fame with the Generation X, of course, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, Road Dogg.
No, and Rick Rude. Why? No,
Billy
Rick Rude.
Dunn. Yeah, no, Rick Rude. Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting on that. Why not Rick Rude, perhaps, is a question that maybe can be answered on another show on the World Generation Podcast Network. But anyway, so yeah, Triple H comes out. His promo seemed kind of tired. I don't think he put enough emphasis on it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being overcritical of it. Of course, they made the big announcement, you know, that we're going to get all these other cats from NXT coming in, which they did, and we'll be talking about that later in the night. Altogether, I can't say I was impressed with the promo. I just wasn't. Didn't do anything for me. But it was nice to see some new faces, and like I said, we'll be talking about that later on.
Christian, what did you think of the opening segment on tonight's Monday Night Raw?
You know what's fucked up? They don't give two shits about these old part-timers, right? But when they fucking die, they suddenly start to care now. They didn't give two fucks about China. But then when she died, sadly, rest in peace, Now they give a fuck about her, and now they put her in the Hall of Fame. Bullshit. This is a fucking joke. This company is fucking twisted. They don't give a fuck about the deceased because it's been fucking evidence in fucking history that they use fucking deceased as fucking storyline. Most recently, fucking Jim the Anvil Neihardt. Fuck this company. This is a fucking petty-ass company, and the only reason why they're doing this is because they're trying to give the fans some good fucking graces. Fucking disgusting, and it's fucking pitiful. Fuck the WWE, man.
Hey, question, how do you really feel?
Fuck.
How do you really? I'm serious, because that was light and chipper and you know. So we'll move on.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin in a tables match, and there was nobody came in for Corbin. They should have said something about that, maybe. I don't know. Braun Strowman finally got the win, and he's just another guy. He's just another wrestler. There's nothing mysterious about him. He gets beat a lot, really. I mean, when it matters in big matches, and I don't know Corbin. They want him pushed or whatever, but he needs to lose the outfit that he comes and takes my car to park it. And then when I come back, I give him my keys and he goes get my car. Right, Minister? He's the guy, right, that goes gets my car.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about Corbin, right?
Well, if Braun Strowman was the guy, hey, Braun, he'll get my car. Yeah, just put it down right there. Just pick it up and put it, yeah, move it right there. No.
Yeah, go pick it up, move my car, man.
If
move
I
my
saw
car.
My valet dressed like Braun Strowman, I'd be like, I'm going to a different restaurant. That'd be my prediction.
Look, man, Braun Strowman is officially... He's been, you know, I mean, he's just like Bray Wyatt all over again, dude. It's officially the end of King Neckbeard. That happened last night, you know. I mean, I have to tell you, man, I've never been a fan of Strowman, but I'm a little sympathetic as to how he's been booked. I have to say, man. I mean, you have to strike while the iron is hot. And even in hindsight, WWE really screwed up not giving the Strowman the title, or a decent title run even. When was that? Close to the end, to close out 2018. Okay, they could have done that really easy. There's nothing going on with the freaking title. The title's being held hostage. I mean, shit. You know, so if WWE did more of that, you know, I mean, I don't know, but the whole thing is fucked up, dude. I mean, really, the Universal title, it means nothing right now. Strowman could have had it for a while. People would have loved it. You know, it would have been badass, but it's been vacant for the past few months. And Strowman could have sold a lot of merch, man. When he, you know, if he would have been champ, they would have made a lot more money. They left a lot. I think they lost out on a lot of money by not having him as champ.
Don't they sell Brock? They
right
sell.
Now.
They sell a lot of Brock gear, right? Don't they sell?
I mean, I guess, but fuck Brock Lesnar, man. You know, Strowman's supposed to be the future of this company. Shit, he's already Big Show and Bray Wyatt all over again.
Big
it's
Wyatt.
Fucked up, man.
Big Wyatt.
Bray, Big
Christian.
Wyatt.
Christian from Philadelphia. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin's in a tables match.
Who cares? You know what they're going to give Braun Strowman as a consolation prize? Him winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That's it. That's his road to WrestleMania. Good night, everybody. That's his road to WrestleMania. Winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Has he won it before?
That's
no,
it.
He didn't.
No, he hasn't. That's going to be his consolation prize. Yay.
Okay. It does good. Look what it did for Baron Corbin, though. He's beating... He's beating Braun Strowman on pay-per-view. So it obviously it did a good job. All right, so Paul Heyman comes out. Braun Strowman chokes him. Heyman says, "Stop choking me, dude." And then he comes out, and Heyman, and then more, and then that's it. Baylor comes out, and then we go to commercials. So, Minister, Paul Heyman's promo and the Brock Lesnar promo.
Oh, man, dude, it's getting old. I mean, yeah, we saw something new as far as the video package goes. And any video package WWE creates, it's going to be somewhat interesting at the very least, okay? They're usually badass and brilliant, you know. But, I mean, again, it's Brock Lesnar, man. And, shit, I just can't get excited about this guy because, fuck, man, he's never around. His storylines are just, come in, kick ass, and fucking leave. That doesn't do anything for me, man. It's the same fucking rodeo, and we've all been to it. I think we're all sick of it, and he's probably the reason why fucking, it's just everything's fucked up when it comes to Brock Lesnar, man. God damn it, dude. They need to take the fucking title off of him once and for all, and that's it. Be done with it. Fuck, he doesn't need the title. Why have it on him, dude? The title is fucking meaningless. But,
well, it'll go
yeah.
to Seth. It'll go to Seth. Here's what I think. Here's what I think is going to happen. Dean Ambrose is going to sign, but it's going to be like a CM Punk thing, where he signs, Seth Rollins wins at WrestleMania, he wins the title, and Dean Ambrose comes out and he says, I just re-signed with the company, and one stipulation I added to re-sign was that I want a Universal Championship title match with the winner of the person at WrestleMania, and I want that right now at WrestleMania. And then Dean Ambrose wins the title and becomes the WWE champion because he's threatening to leave, and you give tag titles to...
Where the fuck did you get this shit from, dude? Did you come up with this?
Yes, I thought it might be interesting to have...
Because like
CM Punk did
like
it. He held the title hostage, but Dean Ambrose could, if this is all a work and they're making us think that he didn't re-sign and then he just... He's like, oh, I did re-sign. And then he takes the title off of Rollins right away. Like, what an amazing,
oh, my
really
God. That would be killer. Killer.
Way to swerve people. But, Christian, Paul Heyman.
Here's where I have a major fucking problem with this fucking vignette segment thing. They making it seem like Brock Lesnar is an undefeated fucking god. I could have sworn that Brock Lesnar's lost matches, too. And I could have sworn he lost 3 UFC matches, too, by the way. I could have sworn Triple H beat him, Undertaker beat him, John Cena beat him, Goldberg twice, fucking Eddie Guerrero, and a bunch of other wrestlers, Kurt Angle. So I don't know why the fuck they're making us think that he's a fucking undefeated god. But, yeah, this is just sucking Brock Lesnar's cock now, all right? We're supposed to bend down and suck his cock now because he's a god. He's the god of WWE. He's supposed to be the master of all wrestling. No, fuck you, buddy. You're overrated. You were the next big thing back then, but you're not the next big thing right now. You're fucking holding this company hostage. Get fucked. I don't care if you're fucking Sable. You're a fucking bastard for ruining Raw. You held this company for 6 years hostage. And now it's time for you to fuck off, buddy. Fuck off on my television and fuck off on my wrestling. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Christian, how do you really feel? I mean, what's your real feelings on this? Because it seems like, in my popular opinion, it seems that you're totally pleased with the direction that the WWE has taken these past couple decades. And, you're right on board for it. So, good. I'm glad. Let's move on. Ricochet! Come on down, Ricochet and Finn Balor versus Lio Rush and Bobby Lashley. Everything about this match was good except Ricochet standing next to Lio Rush made Lio Rush look not big. It made Ricochet look small. He stood next to Bobby Lashley. It was fine. But I would never have anybody in the ring against somebody as small as Lio Rush taking any offense from him whatsoever. Minister of Sinister, Ricochet.
Well, that's the first time I've seen this guy without a full body costume on and shit. So that was interesting. but yeah, man, dude's got moves. Came out there and he hit his moves on freaking Lio Rush and Bobby Lashley and shit. But still, here we have like last night, man, Finn Balor. It's like, what the fuck with this, man? He's champion now, okay? He's finally champion. But who did he beat? He didn't even beat a viable opponent, man. He beat fucking Leo Rush. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. And tonight, they're out here fucking trying to make it better with this shit, and by adding fucking Ricochet into it, I don't know, man. It just kind of takes away from the whole thing. But, I mean, it's good that Ricochet got brought in, though. Don't get me wrong. And he looks like he's going to be an exciting character. You know, of course, you know, that all depends on how they go, how they use him and shit, how they're going to utilize him. But, I mean, he's definitely got the moves and the chops. I don't know about his promo skills as they were demonstrated, you know, later on in the night, but he's definitely got the moves and the chops. They can definitely do something with him, and that's why they have to get this the fucking title belt off of Brock Lesnar so they can put it on some of these smaller guys like Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and shit like that, so they can have these exciting matches with the likes of fucking Ricochet and these other smaller cats. I mean, Brock Lesnar is the fucking champion. He's the only big guy out there. You know, the other big guy out there, Bobby freaking Lashley, but who's going to manage him? Who's going to handle him? He can't cut a promo to save his fucking life. The whole thing is fucked up right now, man.
Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of Ricochet?
I thought Ricochet was good. I followed his career as Prince Puma from Lucha Underground. What I did not like was the fact that Bobby Lashley sucked yet again. Almost ruining Ricochet's fucking debut. This guy can't fucking do anything right. The fucking tag match, he was fucking awful, as usual. Fucking Finn Balor and Bobby Lashley doing fucking headlocks constantly throughout the entirety of this match. The match took way too fucking long. But it was a good, decent debut for Ricochet, but fuck Lashley. He needs to get the fuck out of here, too. Maybe him and Brock Lesnar needs to fucking hold hands and fucking do fucking go to the dogs in prairie and fucking skip along in a fucking dandelion field and fuck off to the sunset, because those two motherfuckers need to leave too, little motherfucker.
Hey, Christian, I just need to ask you, how do you really feel about this? I mean, it sounds like to me that you are totally a fan of Bobby Lashley and you want to see him here longer. I think that's a good thing. So let's move on. Because what Christian said, they go fuck off in a cornfield or whatever. Some fields where pump each other. I don't know. Lucha House Party versus Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Curt getting another loss. Now, I was on the fence of this. Now, part of me says you get Curt Hawkins to have a victory with Zack Ryder at WrestleMania in the pre-show against some tag team. But my thing is once you beat Curt Hawkins, he's no longer always been beat. You know what I mean? It's an accolade you don't want, but you're going to lose it. So is that moment worth it? And we'll go to Minister of Sinister for his thoughts.
Well, let's see here. Hold on a minute. Who are we talking
Lucha
about?
Lucha House Party.
Lucha House
Zach
Party. Really? Man, you would think that they would give these guys a fucking victory, man. Shit, holy. It brought fond memories, though. Fond memories of the promise that Hawkins made to us last time I went to Monday Night Raw, where it was his 199th loss in a row, and he said he was not going to let his 200th happen. And when he won, he was going to give us all a free taco. And he had a table set up full of fucking tacos. And next thing you know, he went through the damn table of tacos. And, you know, this guy, I don't know, I guess they're going to go for 300. I mean, why the hell not? He's already at, I think Cole said 267. So, shit, man.
Well, are they setting up for a pre-show feud between him and Zack Ryder, and Zack Ryder's the first one to put him over? Like, is that what we're headed for, pre-show at WrestleMania? Like, that's what it sounds like.
Well, if that's what it sounds like, I like the way you paint that picture. So hopefully, you know, that would be good. I would not mind seeing that. So, yeah, hopefully that's what the case is. That would be great.
Christian.
I'm all for
Christian,
it.
Christian, what should we do with Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins?
I think they need to both turn fucking heel again, and maybe Edge could return to manage them again so fucking Curt Hawkins could fucking win again. Because, you know, the moment when Edge was mentoring Curt Hawkins back then, he was a real winner. So you don't know. You might know Edge could return as a manager for Curt Hawkins as Zack Ryder again, and the Edgeheads could reform. That could help Curt Hawkins' career. Or maybe, you know, he needs to go down to Vince McMahon and suck his cock so he could ask him to get a fucking win nowadays. Hmm? Maybe even strip for him, because you know Vince likes strong fucking men. So, yeah, strip for him.
Look,
damn,
all
bitch.
All this beef. There was a lot of beef in the ring a couple weeks ago. Look at all that beef. There's beef everywhere. He likes beef.
Yeah, there was a lot of beef, man.
A lot of beef. Where's the beef?
That was fucked
beef.
Up, man. Is that the
DIY versus the Revival. DIY are they used to be a tag team. Apparently they're singles wrestlers. They didn't go a lot to explain that or why they're teaming up and what their personality is outside of a tag team, but the crowd didn't say anything during this match because they didn't say anything the whole night. And this was, I don't know, I'm not impressed with either of any of these people. And, you know, they got no reaction. Minister of Sinister, what is a DIY?
Well, I don't know, but you know who would know, and he's not here right now. I think he might still be, he might have gotten well spent. His best friend's NXT, because this is his, right up his alley, man. So, you know, but some of the fans knew, but whoever they were that knew, they obviously weren't that vocal about it because it was kind of dead in that place, man. But yeah, so DIY was there. You know, I don't know what a DIY is, but anyway, they were there. The Revival was there. Chad Gable was there, cut a promo or some shit. Yeah, these guys are all trying to work their way in, you know, work their way in the card, make themselves familiar with us. Pretty soon we'll know who we care about and who we don't. What was interesting, though, was that Heavy Machinery last week, they stopped using Heavy Machinery for them, and they came out as Otis and Tucker. And then this week they're right back to being Heavy Machinery again, so I don't know. I guess they have to be a little bit more consistent with where they're going. Maybe they're still trying to figure that out. Who the fuck knows, man? But hopefully some of these
Minister,
cats
their new name member, you're forgetting their name is Machinery. Don't call them by anything other than Machinery.
You got Gargano, you got Ciampa, and then you have Aleister Black in there as well. So we might get some good pickings out of this litter.
I guess. Right. I don't. Okay, Christian. What are your thoughts on this?
All right, guys. I know a lot about DIY, so I'm going to give you a quick history and summary of who these people are, all right? Because I know plenty. It's a quick summary. DIY stands for do-it-yourself. That's what the DIY stands for. They were a tag team. They debuted around 2015 when William Regal was in charge. They participated in the Dusty Rhodes tag tournament, right? Then later on, they became NXT Tag Champs. They were best friends. But then they lost the tag titles to another team in Authors of Pain. That's where Ciampa, the bald guy, turned on Gargano, and he turned heel. Then they had this awesome feud against each other. And then later on, down the road, Johnny Gargano turned heel and attacked Aleister Black. Then they've been teasing for weeks in NXT of them reforming, and it looks like it's now they reformed as heel DIY. They're on again, off again tag teams. Johnny Gargano's the North American champion, and John.
Hey, Christian.
Yeah.
I don't really care. They should just go suck each other off in a cornfield. Let's move on.
No.
All right. the worst segment I've ever seen in the history of wrestling. The worst segment. There's nothing. It's never been worse. I can't remember a time when I was watching Raw that I didn't want to just slit my eyeballs open and drink the blood because I'm that
pretty
angry
bad,
and I'm a vampire. Apparently, yeah, I want to just cut my eyes out and get like it's awful. It's not even bad. It's like it's
yeah,
so
bad
that it summoned Cthulhu and it destroyed everything. It was that evil. It was that awful. It was that terrifying. Terrible. And of course, I'm talking about the Kevin Owens talking from a movie theater. No, I'm just kidding. That was pretty bad too. But no, Bayley and Sasha do their little thank yous in the middle of the ring. Oh, you're so great. No, you're so great. You're so great. No, you're so great. And you're so great. My God. And then Nia comes down. Oh, no, I'm better. Yeah. And then Tamina says something loud and shriekily. And then the terrible segment ends and people are no longer afraid and they can come out of their bomb shelters because the fallout is over. Minister, sorry.
Every time, man. Every time they're out there and they do that shit. You know, I just expect for it to end with them scissoring each other. Something, man. Do something. Give us a little more, man. This bullshit is just, it's not enough, man. Give us a little more with this. Come on. But yeah, man, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that shit at all. You know, do it in private, but not out there, man. Come on. You're supposed to be these larger-than-life type superstars. Act like it. Super divas, whatever the fuck they want to be called. Act like it, man. Shit. They're acting like a bunch of fucking crybabies out there. I don't like it, but oh well, it is what it is. You know, and they are our new champions, tag team champions or whatever the hell.
Yay.
It's already
irrelevant. It already means nothing. It's meaningless already. Meaningless. Pointless, meaningless, nothing. Kristen,
yeah.
Meaningless. Pointless.
This was so fucking forced. You can tell by their faces that they were fucking uncomfortable by cutting this fucking promo, especially Bayley's. If you looked at Bayley's face, you could tell she was fucking uncomfortable. She didn't know what the fuck she was saying. It was so fucking forced. And then Nia Jax gave away what's going to happen in the next pay-per-view. Fucking Bayley and Sasha is going to lose the tag titles already. Because it's true, every time this bitch holds a title, she always loses it in her first defense. So don't be shocked at Fastlane. These bitches already lose the tag titles to Nia Jax and Tamina. Don't be fucking shocked. Don't be fucking shocked. They will do that. And then we're going
to
fucking
the Bellas have to face Bayley and what's-her-face at WrestleMania. Come on, man. The Bellas are on WWE TV. They're a natural tag team. And all they have to do is come out and say, we're the first woman's tag team or whatever. We should have those titles. You don't deserve them. We challenge you at Mania. Blah, blah, blah. We have a television show that's lowest rated in history. Let's go crazy. Let's do this. And then people are like, another pre-show match. Awesome. There's a lot of pre-show matches at WrestleMania. Every single match feels like a pre-show match at WrestleMania. Except for maybe Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar, but I think we all know that Seth Rollins is winning, right? I mean, we all know that Becky's going to win. If Becky doesn't win at WrestleMania, we're not doing the show anyway. But, not because I like Becky. It's just because I think that she deserves something. That, like, you got to – it's going to be Strowman all over again. You have the strike when the iron's hot. But no, no, no. But anyway, we're not going to actually take
a
break. Because – hold on,
Christian.
We're going to not actually – what?
It's gonna, you know what else? It's gonna make the whole women's fucking Royal Rumble pointless. Because then you have fucking Becky Lynch win and she's not gonna be in the fucking match. So what the fuck was the point of the Royal Rumble?
So we're not gonna take a break. I'm just gonna tell you to go to WrestleCorp.com. WrestleCorp.com. We're all hanging out in the chat thread. So just find the radio show Fallout and that's great. Tomorrow night, Santori will be back. Apparently he was sick last week. And, of course, Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio with Minister of Sinister. Friday, Joe Bates. Saturday, the Alpha and the Omega at 2 o'clock Eastern. And then Christian and Batman and Radio Renegades. And then, of course, the greatest talk show on Sunday. You should really listen to that last one yesterday. So that's pretty much it. We're not doing a break because I want to just – I'm getting so tired of this. I'm getting so fed up with just doing this. And it's not because I don't like doing the show. It's just I can't stand –
the content
the
that they're giving us, man. It's the content that they're giving us to discuss is what's fucked up, man. It's not enjoyable.
Drew McIntyre versus Dean Ambrose. Ambrose slapped McIntyre and then proceeded to get squashed. So, again, it looks like Dean Ambrose is leaving. And a shout-out to Eric Viveris, Mumra in the chat. Welcome aboard, everyone there. Minister, Dean Ambrose versus Drew McIntyre. Squashed.
Squashed, and, you know, it seems to tie in very well with your idea. And I'm going to go ahead and give you credit right now. I'll give you credit two more times, and then after that it'll become my idea. But, yeah, you know, it all ties into your idea of Ambrose comes in, screws over freaking Rollins at Mania, just the way Rollins got screwed, or just the way Reigns got screwed by Rollins, you know, and so the trifecta keeps going along with these guys, and the whole thing is fucking brilliant, and they better fucking do it that way, or we will not be doing a show.
Well, they could do it. They could do it the Monday after. They could do it the Monday after. They could have it happen the Monday. He comes out and he says, you know, this is my last. This is supposed to be my last night at Raw. My contract was up, and there's all these people wanting me and here. But I decided to sign.
Seth Rollins is all on crutches and bandaged up and shit, all fucked up.
Brock will have to throw him a couple times. He'll be knocked out, and Dean Ambrose just comes in and takes the title off of him. If you want to make Dean Ambrose a heel, that's the way to do it. If he wants to resign,
perfect.
Give him the title, make him the big heel. But speaking of big heels, Elias is now a heel. Again, he was a face a couple weeks ago. He's a heel now. And he faced Aleister Black, who I really have no interest in, think that he really looked like anything. I think that out of all the debuts tonight, he was awful. I don't know. Minister, I didn't see anything in Aleister Black, really.
Yeah, I didn't see anything special with him either. But, you know, it's to me, these guys, they were just giving us a taste of what they can do. We don't know how he can carry a storyline yet, if he's able to carry a storyline. Shit like that, because shit like that, that's the kind of shit we like. I mean, I like the soap opera part of it and shit. You know, I like that type of crap. So if he's able to do that, then yeah. But if he's not, then he's just another fucking regular guy out there that'll be, you know, at mid-card at best, you know, lower mid-card. You know, just lower
right where
spot.
Elias is. But what happened to Elias?
And that's
Minister?
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Well,
yeah, it is. Elias, it's very unfortunate what happened to Elias. It's fucked up. Don't get me started. You're going to make me fucking have a goddamn aneurysm.
Christian.
Well, Elias is 6 feet under. And to answer your question, none of these NXT wrestlers are ready for the main roster run. None of them. None of them. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking bringing the main guys. Guess what? These five people, they're the main stars of NXT right now. So I don't know why they brought them here tonight, but they're not fucking ready. Not in the slightest. None of them are fucking ready. This was an abject failure, and the fucking crowd was a failure tonight, but they're not fucking ready. None of them are ready for the main roster.
No, none of them are ready, and the crowd was pretty dead, I have to say. And so we move on to a match that didn't need to happen. It went on way too long. We didn't get any Becky. And it's just not credible that you know, Becky would get so much offense on Ronda Rousey after losing in like 4 seconds last night. Minister of Sinister, the main event of Monday Night Raw, Ruby Riott versus Ronda Rousey. Snore.
Well, you know, it was a little bit more of what they gave us last night, but it still fucking sucked. And, you know, that's the thing. Because it was more, it just sucked that much more. You know, it's fucked up, man. The whole thing is fucked up. This Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott's nothing but a freaking loser. We talk about it every fucking week on here. All she does is lose. And by the way, I do have a Ruby Riott sound effect on there. It's just got the crow. You're welcome to turn it on anytime while I'm talking. But yeah, man, fuck Ruby Riott and Ronda Rousey. She needs to get, you know, that outfit she wore last night actually looked very decent on her. She needs to get back to that because those fucking granny bloomers, they're fucking horrible on her. God damn, what the? Does she not look at herself in the fucking mirror before going out there? Get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck would want to go out there with the fucking granny panties like that? Come on, man.
Are you talking about Beaky and Granny panties? You don't want to see those pictures. Nobody wants to see.
God.
Nobody wants to see that.
About Ronda Rousey, man. Those fucking pants she's wearing tonight. Beaky.
Christian, what did you think of the main event tonight on Monday Night Raw?
I just have one thing to say. I feel bad for Batman because he said that fucking Ruby Riott and the Riott Squad were fucking stars. boy, is he fucking wrong. They're not fucking stars. They're fucking failures in my fucking book. They have got to be. They're actually way worse than Kurt Hawkins, because believe it or not, Kurt Hawkins somehow is still relevant. They're fucking worse than Kurt Hawkins at this point. They're an abject failure. Fuck the Wyatt Squad. They're uncredible. They're incompetent heels, and they never get the fucking job run right. What a bunch of useless fucking women.
Hey, Christian, how do you really feel about them? Tell us your true opinions.
They're trolls. They're nasty little trolls with fucking hair growing out of their fucking feet and their fucking toenails. What a bunch of useless fucking cows.
All right, so straight from the Christian's mouth. Hey, he's a Christian, not in that way. All right, so let's we come to the end of Monday Night Raw. Yay, I can't do this much longer. My will to do this is like so. I don't know. I'm going to give tonight's show a 1 out of 10 because I like Dean Ambrose's character. I don't know why he was push, but I guess 1 out of 10. F plus, Minister.
I'm gonna be a little bit more a little bit more giving, shall I say? I'm gonna go 3 out of 10 tonight. I don't know why. It
what
feels
are you
like,
doing?
That's
like an A in the world of like. Oh my God!
I mean,
a 3.
Christian
gives him zeros every week. You know what? Well, you know what Raw would have to do to get a 3 out of him? Do you know what Raw would have to do to get a 3 out of Christian? Oh, my God. Rock and Stone Cold.
Suck each other off in a cornfield? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I got the perfect antidote for this. This fucking Raw sucked goose dick. 0 out of 10. Fuck this Raw. Goose dick.
Goose dick.
That's what you hear. They're jerking each other off in a cornfield. You hear?
You know what I wish? I wish the real motherfucking Raven. I wish Raven would fucking come back so he could DDT all these motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Big goose egg. All right, so forget about Raw. I already have. Let's talk about the Elimination Chamber last night. It was an interesting pay-per-view. Not awful, not good, but we made predictions, so we'll talk about the pay-per-view, and we'll talk about our predictions in a hope that we can get out of here early because we want to. There is extra credit running all around. Who is going to be on the pre-show? And we all thought the tag titles would be defended on the pre-show, but none of us were right. So none of us get anything. So there you go. The pre-show match that did happen was Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa. And thank God I changed my vote. I said Buddy Murphy. Minister said Buddy Murphy. And Christian said Buddy Murphy. So I'm glad I changed my opinion. Minister?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's a shame these guys... the cruiserweights, that is, that they're always on the pre-show because, man, they usually have one of the better matches of the night. And I thought last night was no different. It was a top-notch match, and it would have been better had it been given more time. But nevertheless, it was a good kickoff match, good way to start off, the first stop to the road to WrestleMania 35, so to speak. So, yeah, it was a good match, man. I enjoyed it.
I did not see it. Christian, did you see it?
It was a good match, but it should have been a ladder match just to make it extra. A ladder match.
Well, there was actually room on the main card, I think, for a ladder match or something. It ended early. I don't. Maybe that was just me. Okay, so the first match of the show was the Women's Tag Team Elimination Chamber. And Minister said, with two scenarios, because we didn't know if Sasha Banks was able to compete, but she was. Scenario A, Minister had Nia Jax and Tamina winning. And in scenario B, he had Nia Jax and Tamina winning. So Minister gets nothing there. I had Bayley and Sasha winning, so I get a point in the alternative A. And Christian has Bailey and Sasha winning. He gets a point as well. Minister of Sinister, again, you were wrong.
Yes, I was wrong. I just thought that they were going to go to fuck with us. Not with the obvious, you know, and give it to Tamina and Nia. And maybe, you know, they would have their WrestleMania moment. I'm talking about Sasha and Bailey, where they would eventually capture the titles from Nia and Tamina. And that way, you know, these bitches, you know how it is with these WWE people, man. They always stick together. And that way these women can say that they were the first ever, blah, 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 and stuff. But let me tell you, man, I broke down and I ended up going to the pay-per-view. I waited till Saturday to get tickets, and they were much, much cheaper than they had been the whole time that they had been on sale, because I had been checking on them. And so, yeah, the tickets fell down to $75 a piece, and so I grabbed a couple of tickets and we went. And I had very, very good seats. But, yeah, man, so I saw this match up close and personal. And, you know, I have to say, man, it was too much too soon, I guess would be a good way to put it. There was just too much going on at the beginning. But then after, you know, some of the women got eliminated or whatever, I forget who got eliminated first and all that shit. But anyway, then things got a little bit interesting. But then Sasha started selling an elbow or shoulder injury, and I don't know what the fuck happened to her. I must have missed it or something. I don't know. Or maybe it's an old nagging injury. I don't know what the fuck, but she was clearly selling. And then after that, Bailey got knocked out cold and shit. And, of course, by this time, with Nia and Tamina out of the match, it was clearly obvious that Sasha and Bailey were going to win. And so, of course, you know, that's exactly how it went down. And the boss eventually tapped out DeVille in somewhat of a modified bank statement or some shit, because she was still selling that shoulder injury. But it was good to see them win the titles and all that shit. But that post-match in-ring promo, it's just, man, it just sucked the fucking life out of it. It was fucking terrible, and I think they shouldn't have done it. But I think it should have been a little bit more jovial, a little bit more festive. But those are my thoughts on it. And it left a lot to be desired, like I said earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to see them fucking scissor each other for a while, but I digress.
Scissor each other. And you can see Bailey's camel toe in the WWE picture they have. It's a nice little camel toe, so you could see it if you want to go back and look. Christian, what did you think of the women's Elimination Chamber match last night?
Oh, it was shit. It was so fucking boring. Like, fucking, the reason why Carmella fucking got eliminated first was because of fucking the whole Corey Graves shit, so let's get that out of the way. Secondly, it was so fucking boring. It was terrible. Every time these first ever women's shit, it's so fucking bad. And last night it proved it. It was terrible. It only got exciting towards the end, but they hardly used the fucking chamber. They only used the chamber like a few spots, but yeah, this fucking match sucked.
All right, so next up on the card, Miz and Shane versus the Usos. Minister said Miz and Shane would win. I said Miz and Shane would win. And Christian said Miz and Shane would win. Christian, we were all wrong.
Well, I don't know how. The motherfucker got a DUI. I don't know why these motherfuckers are getting away with it. Oh, wait, I know why. Because they're fucking because they're fucking Samoans. And Samoans get the fucking privileges of the world. Fucking Nia Jax gets title opportunities after injuring people. The Usos get title opportunities after a fucking DUI. And fucking Roman Reigns gets fucking title privileges because he's related to the fucking Rock. Man, dude, these fucking Samoan wrestlers are fucking getting too much fucking privilege, and it's getting me fucking mad.
Minister, they had more life in the Miz and Shane team, I think. I would have dropped it at Fastlane, but I guess they're going to turn, and I think that Shane is going to turn on Miz. I think that Shane is going to turn on Miz. That's what I don't think Miz is turning on Shane. I think Miz is going to become a super babyface.
I think so, too. And, you know, it would be great if they could still work in the Daniel Bryan Miz deal for WrestleMania all of a sudden, and Miz is the one that ends up saving us from Daniel Bryan. I would love to still see that, but I don't know that there's enough time for that. It'll probably still
Summer,
be...
Probably SummerSlam, I would bet.
I would hope. But, yeah, so it's looking like it's going to be Miz. But, yeah, I have to agree with you. It looks like... but we'll see tomorrow night. We'll see tomorrow night how that goes down. But, yeah, it's probably going to be Shane O'Mac turning for a little while. So that'll be all right. But, yeah, man, this match last night, I was shocked, completely shocked, that fucking they dropped the title so fast. But I guess the higher ups and powers that be know what the fuck they're doing. To me, I would have left
it
on
a
little
bit longer.
They like
DUIs. That's what.
Yeah,
it
they
is.
Do. Obviously.
This is the second time. Didn't they win the title last time he got drunk? They won the titles or something.
No, it was the other guy though that got arrested down here close to the border of Texas in Hidalgo, I think it was. The other, it was Jey Uso or Jimmy. Wait, I don't know. Whoever the fuck, they both look alike to me, and it's not because they're black. I promise you that. But they really
one
do
title
look alike.
For a DUI grants you one title. That's cool. That's nice. next was Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. Minister of Sinister said Bobby Lashley wins. Leo gets the pin. I said Leo gets the pin. And Christian gets a point. Finn pins Leo Rush. Christian, somebody finally got a point.
I'm telling you, man, I am the WWE. I know how they fucking think. And I knew right away when Leo got fucking added to that match, I knew he was going to be the fucking doofus to get the fucking pin and fucking Finn Balor takes the title. Now it's going to be only a matter of time before Dean faces Finn at WrestleMania for the IC belt.
Minister, how was the reaction when Finn won the title?
Oh, man, it was big. It was very huge. You know, Houston is very babyface city. It's the most babyface city I've ever been. Actually, in San Antonio as well. Huge, huge babyfaces fans there. So, yeah, they were all over Finn Balor winning. It was a huge. I'll tell you what, man, the raucous, the fucking place last night was raucous, man. From beginning to end, it seemed. The crowd was going. I don't know how it came off on television, because I have not watched it yet, but I mean, it was the loudest I've seen it in there, other than pro basketball games.
That crowd needed to be. I bet you a different crowd tonight would have made the show a little better. I maybe would have given it a 2 with the crowd. All right. So after that, we had Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. Minister of Sinister said Braun Strowman would win. I said that Baron Corbin would win. I get a point. And Christian said, Baron wins by DQ. Sorry, Christian, but he didn't win by DQ. There was a no disqualification match. I can't give you a point on that.
Can I at least get a half a point? Because he still technically won.
Baron wins by DQ. Which means that Braun would get disqualified.
That's not my fault. That's not my fault. They didn't say it was an ODQ. That's the fucked up part. They always fucking change at the last minute.
That's the only reason why I'm not going to give you a half a point, because you called it by DQ, and the match was no DQ. If anything, you should lose a point. Minister, what do you think? Should he get a half a point?
Man. You know, I'm out of this already to begin with. I mean, shit, I don't even think I've gotten one right. So I'm going to say, fuck it. No, don't give him shit.
Why, man? Why?
All right, the minister, he has spoken. His sermon is complete, and that no points for you there. And again, it's because you said by DQ, and it was a no DQ match. I want to give you points. But it's just the utter how wrong you were. You were so wrong that they changed the match. Was so totally there was no DQ. There was no way that your prediction could have ever come true. So I can't give you anything.
Damn.
I know. But this was, I don't know what they're doing with Braun Strowman, Minister. What are they doing with?
Man, I'm telling you, man, he is Bray Wyatt all over again, and I feel so bad for him, and even for his fan base. They never got as annoying as the Daniel Bryan fan base did way back in the day, you know, when they were doing that shit of holding him, keeping him down and all that shit. But, you know, and thank God for that, that they didn't get like that. But, you know, I feel bad for his fan base. I mean, goddamn. Would it have killed them to give him the title when they weren't doing shit with the title back in fucking November and December and shit, you know, even October? I mean, goddamn. Give it to Braun. He was hot as fuck. He was hot as fuck, man. It's fucked up,
well,
dude.
They could have had Brock could have taken it off of him, and then he could have had his rematch at WrestleMania again and taken it off of Brock. I mean, you know, I don't believe this Seth Rollins Brock Lesnar match in any way, but we know that Seth Rollins is winning, so I don't know if there's a swerve or I don't really know. Christian, so
yeah.
Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley come in and powerbomb Strowman through two tables. Does this make Strowman look strong that it takes three men to beat him?
No, it just means that they're running out of fucking ideas to take Strowman down using the same goddamn fucking people. That's what it means. They don't know what the fuck to do with Lashley. I don't give a fuck about Lashley, but they don't know what the fuck to do with Drew. Fuck it. This was fucking shit. And because of that fucking no disqualification shit, I lost a fucking point. So you know what? Fuck this all around. Fuck it. Fuck it. They screwed me.
They did. They totally.
First they stole my fucking idea, then they screwed me.
They changed the match so you wouldn't get a point. They were like, make it a no DQ so Christian doesn't get any points. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. All right, so then we saw Ronda Rousey versus Beaky. Minister, here's your point. Ronda Rousey wins. I said Ronda Rousey wins. And Christian said Ronda Rousey wins. Minister, this was a fast match.
It was such a fast match, man. I was answering a goddamn text message and missed the fucking pin. Or the tap out, I'm sorry. I missed the fucking tap. I missed the whole fucking thing, dude. Such a fast match. But, yeah, man, it was crap. And then they fucking followed through with more crap tonight. Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. Put an end to them. Put an end to the stable.
But Becky hobbled in on crutches, though, and Charlotte was there. And then she recklessly took those crutches and just beat the shit. Like, Christian, Becky beat the shit out of both of them with that crutch.
Yeah. But guess what? It doesn't fucking matter because Ronda Rousey no-sold it tonight. So what the fuck's the point? This bitch no-sells everything. She doesn't even fucking sell the fucking task the last 24 hours. So what's the fucking point?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Last night when Becky Lynch walked into that arena, the fucking crowd fucking blew up, man. They fucking loved that shit, and it was just amazing to be a part of that. You know, when you can feel the fucking electricity when it gets like that. It's so fucking badass. But, you know, personally, I don't give a shit about Becky Lynch, man. You can't understand a word she fucking says. I'm not that enamored with her. But I'll tell you what, her fucking character, it's exactly like Stone Cold Steve Austin or some type of shit like that. But, you know, it could work. It could definitely, it is working. It's working. It's working badass. They're working the crowd over. I think they're doing a great job with the storyline. Obviously, they added Charlotte into the mix. Nobody wanted that, but yet here we are. It's going to happen. And they'll find a way to make it interesting. They'll find a way to sell it to us,
Ric Flair's
going to
get.
We didn't want it.
You know, Becky's going to beat up Ric Flair next week, right?
It'll happen next week. You're absolutely right about that, man. Ric Flair's coming in, and he's coming in to celebrate a birthday, and he's coming in not for no reason. He's coming in to take a fucking beating. Happy 70th fucking birthday, Ric Flair.
Cake to the face.
I want
to
see a beatdown, but yeah, cake to the face will work. He's 70 after all.
Speaking of electricity, the main event, the Elimination Chamber, if there was ever a time to put the title on Kofi, my God. This was...
Oh,
I was... I was up on my feet. I was rooting for Kofi. I was hoping he was going to win.
Right.
And, you know, Minister said Daniel Bryan retains, gets a point. And you get an extra credit point. Nobody interfered. Minister,
yeah,
you get an extra
yeah.
credit point. Nobody
nice.
Interfered. Daniel retains.
Nice.
I get a point. No extra credit. And Christian says Daniel Bryan retains, no extra credit. I said Rowan, he said Luke Harper, neither of that happened. Christian, did you want Kofi to win? What a better time than any.
Yeah, it would have been an opportune time, but you know what? WWE likes to fuck everything up, you know. They like to fucking ruin everything because they never pull the fucking trigger and everything. And plus, what the fuck? It could have even led to the breakup of the New Day. We could have seen a triple threat match at WrestleMania. All the New Day members fight for the title at WrestleMania. But nope, you don't want to do anything exciting for that. Nope, instead, we're going to have Daniel Bryan keep talking about the fucking ecosystem and about the fucking planet Earth. And about until, you know who Daniel Bryan is going to face at WrestleMania? Fucking Captain Planet. I'm calling it right now. Captain Planet. Wind, water, fire, ice, whatever. Captain Planet is going to face Daniel Bryan. I'm calling it now. Captain Planet.
Sub-Zero fatality. Minister, how was the electricity for Kofi?
Very electric, dude. Everybody wanted Kofi to win. Everybody around me wanted Kofi to win. It was phenomenal, dude. And the near pins and shit, I mean, man, there was a lot of 2.9s and 2.8 counts on that. I mean, it was fucking badass. And whenever, you know, he would kick out or whatever, I mean, just the crowd would explode each and every time. It was great, man. I wish they did shit like that more often. It just shows how capable they are of giving a shit like that. But then again, you know, when you look at it, you know, not through the rose-colored glasses that they give you, but when you look at it, you know, the way we look at it, you know, it's fucked up because, you know, again, you want to strike when the iron is hot. Why not give Kofi a fucking run? Let him take it all the way to WrestleMania. Fuck it. They could work in some shit, you know, where something, anything. They could do something. You know, but no, they're not going to do that for the fans even. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay that they're not doing it. But, you know, I mean, they could have done something. But, you know, I'm okay with that they didn't, okay? First, let me get that out of the way.
Do you think they're going to do something with it? Do you think that Kofi and Daniel Bryan is a huge goal?
I would hope so. And I would hope to see it as, even if it's not just him one-on-one, I would love to see a three-way or a fatal four-way or something like that, but definitely have Kofi Kingston involved in that. And even, I mean, it would be even great if Kofi Kingston did come out as the new champion at WrestleMania. I'd be all for it if that was to happen. I would love to see some shit like that. He's definitely deserving of it. And I don't use that word too often. But, I mean, Kofi Kingston has been around for a long time. He had that character at the beginning, you know, where you know, he basically got shit on after the whole Randy Orton thing. And if it wasn't for New Day coming up, he's been doing this comedy shit for a long time. He's been going with it. He's going with the flow. And don't get me wrong, he's made a lot of money doing that. And I'm sure he's very grateful that Woods and them came up to him and wanted to include him in that or however the fuck it went down. But, yeah, man, so he's had a good career. But, damn it, man, give him the freaking title, man. Let's have a real black man as champion for once. Instead of the freaking Rock. But I digress.
All right. So, I have the tally and the numbers, and we're going to see who won the prediction game. In third place, with 4 points, Minister. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe, if you don't understand that points do matter, the winner of tonight's prediction challenge for the Elimination Chamber is a tie between me and Christian.
Holy shit. This is the first.
How did that happen?
A tie. Well, because he didn't get a point for the no DQ.
Oh, man, and I didn't give it to him.
How could you?
Well, let me tell you something, Kimo Sabe. Sometimes you got to keep the man down.
Oh, yes.
Can't let the man become bigger than you. So you have to put your foot on his neck. And you have to
put
keep
his,
down.
Your foot on his neck. Ladies and gentlemen, a little other news. So IWC Revolver is coming out soon, and it'll be on the World Generation Podcast Network. And the lineup for our pay-per-view is pretty awesome. I'm taking on Best Friends NXT for the World Generation Championship. Minister Sinister versus Double L for the IWC title in a Hell in a Cell. Christian's taking on Batman with Joe Bates as a special guest referee. There's a suitcase ladder match for the suitcase. The Armageddon Championship will be decided between Raj and Spirit Squad Nikki. And I told you that a Revolver has six chambers. The sixth and final match on IWC Revolver, Diva 316 will be issuing an open challenge. Diva for the Women's Championship. So that's going to be a great pay-per-view. I'm sure a lot of other stipulations will be added, but I'm telling you, like, I should just be booking for everybody. So let's close ourselves out because we're at the end of the show and we can end now. Christian, what do you have to say before we let you go?
At least I didn't lose. At least it was a tie. So that means we all win in our books. But that just shows how predictable this fucking pay-per-view was. Yeah. Batman, I'm going to face you at IWC Revolver, and I'm not going to underestimate you just like Double L, but make no mistake, if Joe Bates screws both of us, I'm going to end his career just like it ended Double L's career. And I don't think I forgot about you, Batman, because I'm going to end your career as well if you step out of line, boy. This is the IWC Legends Champion. And after the pay-per-view, I'm going to still be the IWC Legends Champion, and I'm going to be the man. See you later, guys. See you at Fatal 4-Way Radio on Thursday and Saturdays with Radio Renegade. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC Legends Champion, Christian from Philadelphia. And Christian is off to suck off some corn in a man field or whatever. Whatever they're doing in the corn fields and whatever the fuck is going on. Minister, I feel you. Like, I hate the fact that we'll probably go on a long hiatus after WrestleMania. But
I hate
maybe
that. It's killing me, dude.
Maybe
it's
we come back
me.
When
I
maybe we come back
it.
For AEW when they start, you know, their run. But
yeah.
This is painful. Monday nights. I mean, it shouldn't be, but it's painful.
I mean, it's not like the other shows aren't going to continue, you know. And I mean, I think I'm going to have a new show coming up soon. And, you know, it doesn't all have to be wrestling related, you know. I mean, the network's going to go on, man. But Monday Night Fallout, you know, we have to go on a hiatus. And like you said, maybe we won't have to. Maybe they'll pick up their shit. Maybe AEW will like the fire in their ass just in time to save Monday Night Fallout. But it's in their hands, man, because there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it because, I mean, our hands are tied. They're giving us fucking shit to work with, you know? And, I mean, it's hard to sit here and fucking bitch about it every week. It really is. So that's where
we're
at.
Well, at least we have a good time doing it.
We do. But, yeah, listen to my show, Fatal 4-Way Radio. This Thursday and every other Thursday or whatever, we'll be talking about the pay-per-view this week. Obviously, I was there. So we're going to talk about it for a little while, and we're going to talk about the state of WWE. I've gotten to where we don't cover the shows anymore. We just cover certain topics. So look out for that, you know, on the link that I post up on Facebook or what have you. Look up the link and shit, and you'll know what we're going to talk about Thursday, each and every Thursday, 5 o'clock Central. Join me, Minister of Sinister, on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Peace out, everybody. Good night.
The IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. And it looks like the hayfield is crowding up, so get yourself out to the corn and go take care of your talent. All right? Thank you guys for joining us. Best friends, NXT, Mumra, Eric V. Veris, and everybody else who is listening, who has been listening. We really appreciate it. Hopefully Raw gets better because we want to keep doing the show, but that's up to the WWE. So the WWE, we're going to start a new campaign, hashtag Save Fallout. The only way to save Fallout is for Vince to get his head out of his elderly, prune-smelling ass. And on that note, I got a cornfield to go to do. So we'll see you guys next week, same time, same channel. Tomorrow night, Facing Tuesday, we'll be back. We keep saying that, so it'll eventually happen. Don't forget Wednesday, Fatal 4-Way Radio, Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio, Friday, Joe Bates, Saturday, the Alpha and the Omega and Radio Renegades, and Sunday, of course, the greatest talk show. And I urge you to go listen to it Sunday. It was really, really informative. So thank you guys for joining us. I'm T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next time on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.